听力课堂，听 class.com
之最文化。
英语大赢家，双语最文化，纯最文化，赢遍天下。
Couch Talk, Talk to you.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Hi, 大家好，这里是英语大赢家之最文化周末精彩回放。我是大家的老朋友蒋涛老师。那今天呢，咱们讲
The most violent sport, rugby, 啊，橄榄球。一提到橄榄球，咱们脑海里面马上就是浮现的这个《阿甘正传》里头那个场景，是吧？戴着这个头盔，浑身呢还穿着一个护甲，拿着一个橄榄球使劲的冲，是吧？撞倒了无数个队员之后，摆脱了无数的追堵阻截之后，哎，把球踢到了对方的这个球门里面啊。Rugby 橄榄球。说到这个橄榄球呢，看看咱们的课文当中是怎么讲的哈。Rugby descends from an 18th century Cornish sport known as hurling, in which a ball was thrown up and the players.Acting either as individuals or as teams attempted to carry it to a goal. 橄榄球啊，源自18世纪一种以猛掷而出名的康尼什运动 Cornish. Rugby descends, descends 是起源 means originated, right? Originate, 起源于 Rugby descends from an 18th century Cornish sports.Known as hurling, 啊，以什么而出名呢？以猛掷而出名。什么叫猛掷呢？就是猛烈的投掷，对吧？啊，以这个为出名的这样一种运动。In which a ball was thrown up, 在这种运动当中呢，这个球被高高的抛起 ，right? In which a ball was thrown up.啊，球被高高的抛起 ，and the players acting either as individuals or as teams。啊，这个运动员呢，可以是个人，也可以是团队，是吧？哎，目的呢，就是 attempted to carry it to a goal。啊，目的就是为了把球射进球门 ，right? The goal could be set as far as several miles away。而这个球门呢？可能被设置在几英里远的地方，哎呀，这个是够远的，对吧？这估计是咱们有史以来听到过的啊，这个球门最远的这样一种运动，来，叫做 rugby。来，咱们接着往下看，为什么这个 rugby 被称为是最暴力的运动呢？嗯，听好了 ，distinctive features 啊，注意。显著性的独特性的特征叫做 distinctive features distinctive features common to rugby 啊，就是 common to rugby 就是橄榄球普及的是吧这种独特性特征叫 distinctive features common to the rugby codes include the prolate spheroid ball and the ban on passing the ball forward橄榄球的独特特征包括什么呢 ？The prolate spheroid ball 啊，是扁长的呈橄榄形的这个橄榄球 ，right 叫做 prolate spheroid ball 啊，这是第一个包括了它是吧？这个独特的特征，别的球都是圆的，就你的是扁的是吧？就你的是 prolate 扁长的，嗯，而且呢 ，the ban on passing the ball forward。原来啊，在橄榄球里头还有一个独特性的特征，就是什么呢 ？Ban 禁止 the ban on passing the ball forward 什么意思啊？是禁止你向前传球。The ban on passing the ball forward。接着往下读，哎，为什么叫做禁止往前传球呢？那难道都得把自个球往自己家门扔啊？对吧？听好，请注意，逻辑重点放在。禁止的不是说向前，禁止的是向前传球。所以 ，so that players can gain ground only by running with the ball or by kicking it. 因为禁止向前传球，所以球员只能带球跑动或者踢球才能前进。哦，原来这是橄榄球不同于别的球的一个独特性特征，是吧？啊，你要么然就是抱着球往前跑，要么然呢你就用脚踢着球往前跑去攻对方的球门。总之你不能把球往前用手去扔去传球往前传，这是不行的啊。正是因为这样的一个规则导致了啊这个橄榄球被很多人认为是非常暴力的，对吧？因为什么呢？因为你要用自己的身体保护这个球，是吧？你带球跑动那势必就要去撞别人，是吧？当然呢，确定的这个比赛规则呀，还包括双方球员争球的规则，是吧？啊，这双方很多球员可以互相的这个推挤拥挤，以便呢可以拿到球啊，等等等等，这都构成了橄榄球比较暴力的这一面，是吧？所以说咱们很多听众朋友在很多这个美国的电影里面看到的这个场景，就是一堆人，对吧？这个扑到一块儿去了，是吧？啊，这个人上又叠着人，人上又叠着人，对吧？结果呢，哎，这个另外一个人呢，从这个最里头钻出来，拿着球啊，冲着这个前头跑过去了。要不然呢，还有一个场景呢，就是一个拿着球的人使劲往前跑，甩倒他边上的阻挡他前进的这个对方的球员。那最后呢，这个离球门不远的地方，一脚把这个球射入球门，对吧？啊，总之来讲，我们的印象当中，橄榄球运动员都是一个个啊，身体比较强壮，肌肉比较发达，而且上场呢还得戴着头盔，是吧？啊，当然呢，英式橄榄球呢和美式橄榄球呢又还有不一样。好，接下来马上为大家播放今天的 listening material。
Rugby descends from an 18th century Cornish sport known as hurling, in which a ball was thrown up and the players acting either as individuals or as a team.Attempted to carry it to a goal. The goal could be set as far as several miles away. Distinctive features common to the rugby codes include the prolate spheroid ball and the ban on passing the ball forward, so that players can gain ground only by running with the ball or by kicking it. Set pieces of the codes include the scrum, where packs of opposing players push against each other for possession, and the line-out,where parallel lines of players from each team, arranged perpendicular to the touchline, or the sideline, attempt to catch the ball thrown from touch, or the area behind the touchline. In most rugby-playing countries, rugby union is widely regarded as an establishment, historically amateur sport, played mostly by members of the middle classes. For example, many students at private schools and grammar schools play rugby union.By contrast, rugby league has traditionally been seen as a working. A contrast to this ideology is evident in the neighbouring unions of England and Wales. In England, the sport is very much associated with the public schools system. Because of the nature of the games, almost unlimited body contact with little or no padding, the rugby world frowns on unsporting behaviour, since even a slight infringement on the rules,may lead to serious injury or even death. Because of this, governing bodies enforce the rules strictly.
Welcome back to Winners English. 欢迎大家回到英语大赢家之最文化。今天呢，为大家准备的 conversation 呢是 between Daniel and Tom. 他们俩呢都分别谈了各自对橄榄球的看法。那这 Tom 先问的说 Do you like playing rugby? 你喜欢打橄榄球吗？ Daniel 说 Yes, I often play rugby when I'm available. 哎，注意一下这个表达法非常的好哈。When I am available, 当我有时间的时候 available 的意思是、指的可用的，对吧？但如果我们说 I'm available, 意思就是我是可用的，意思就是说我有时间，是吧？我能够参与，我能够、进行，是吧？ I'm available, 这个地方就 I often play rugby, 我经常打这个橄榄球，玩橄榄球 When I'm available, 这个 Tom 就说了，说 When did China establish its first rugby team?啊，这个中国什么时候成立的他的第一支橄榄球队伍 ？Right? When did China establish its first rugby team? 哎，没想到啊，这个 Daniel 还挺清楚的，对吧？ On December 15th in 1990， 原来啊，橄榄球在咱们中国的历史呢还是很短的，对吧？啊，你看 ，On December 15th in 1990， 在1990年的啊12月15日，对吧 ？Professor 曹锡煌 established the first domestic rugby team at China Agricultural University。啊，这里呢要注意一个词组的，就是什么呢？就是 domestic。Rugby team 叫做国内的啊橄榄球队伍 ，domestic。我们在机场的时候经常可以看到叫做 domestic arrival， 叫做国内到达 ；international arrival 叫做国外到达或叫国际到达，对不对啊 ？domestic 国内的。在刚才这句话当中呢，我们记住几个关键的元素，是吧？嗯，第一个是1990年12月15日 ，on December 15th。In 1990, 谁呢？曹锡煌 professor 啊，一位姓曹的教授是吧？这位教授的名字叫曹锡煌啊。另外一个关键性的元素是什么呢？哎 ，China Agricultural University， 也就是第一支啊橄榄球队伍是在哪个大学成立的呢？是在中国的农业大学。对吧？嗯 ，established the first domestic rugby team at China Agricultural University. The team was based on the original Peking Agricultural University team. 那这支球队呢，是建立在原北京农业大学队的基础之上的，对吧？啊，我们经常说这支队是在那支队的基础之上 ，right? The team was based on the original Peking Agricultural University team, supported.By some foreign friends and the school's leadership. 啊，由谁支持而建立的这支队伍呢？由一些外国朋友 ，right? Supported by 被谁支持呢 ？Supported by some foreign friends, right? 啊，被国外的一些朋友支持。对呀，您得有教练呐，对吧？哎，这橄榄球什么规矩你得知道啊 ？By some foreign friends. 哎，不仅有。国外朋友的支持，还有 the school's leadership 啊，还有领导的支持是吧？啊 ，supported by some foreign friends and the school's leadership 啊 ，Tom 自然就发感慨了，对吧 ？The first rugby athletes are great 啊，这个第一批的橄榄球运动员真是很了不起啊啊！这听众朋友讲到这个地方啊，就说了，说这个地方为什么这个系动词要用 are 呢？但是第一批的橄榄球运动员，那他肯定现在不是运动员了，对吧？啊，或者是说表示过去的那种状态，为什么要 are 呢？哎，为什么呢？因为他既然是第一批的橄榄球运动员啊，是吧？因为他的勇气，他们的这种敢于创新的精神，所以今天来讲，今天来看这件事情啊，都可以说是非常伟大的，是吧？所以说呢，这个句子他用的时态是一般现在式 ，The first rugby athletes are great 啊 ，Daniel 就继续说 ，Yes。32 male students were chosen to become the school's first rugby athletes. 也就是第一批有32个男学生被选进来了，对吧？ 32 male students were chosen to become the school's first rugby athletes. 32 male students, 男性的不是女性的 right? Were chosen to become the school's first rugby athletes. In spite of the freezing cold,Wintering condition, 啊，尽管当时处在的是结冰的寒冷的冬天，令人瑟瑟发抖的冬天 ，right? In spite of the freezing cold wintry conditions, the new athletes worked as hard as they could. 这些新运动员们仍然竭尽所能的来学习 ，right? Worked.As hard as they could to learn new skills under the guidance of their coach. Learn new skills. 啊，学习新的技巧 Under the guidance. 在谁谁谁的指导之下 right? Under the guidance of their coach, 在他们的教练的指导之下 right? Worked as hard as they could to learn new skills under the guidance of their coach.在教练的指导下竭尽所能的学习新技能 right? 所以最后有了这样一个称号 right? Tom 说了 They are the pioneers of Chinese rugby teams 他们是中国橄榄球队的这个开拓者 right? Pioneers 先锋 right? Young pioneers 先锋队员少年先锋队员 right? They are the pioneers of Chinese rugby teams 他们是中国橄榄球队的开拓者好接下来马上为您播放今天的 conversation.
Do you like playing rugby?
Yes, I often play rugby when I'm available.
When did China establish its first rugby team?
On December 15th, 1990, Professor Cao Shihuang established the first domestic rugby team at China Agricultural University. The team was based on the original Peking Agricultural University team.Supported by some foreign friends and the school's leaderships.
The first rugby athletes are great.
Yes. 32 male students were chosen to become the school's first rugby athletes. In spite of the freezing, cold, wintry conditions, the new athletes worked as hard as they could to learn new skills under the guidance of their coach.
They are pioneers of Chinese rugby teams.
Welcome back to Winners English. 欢迎回到英语大赢家之最文化每日一句。今天姜老师讲的这句话呢，就是 The team was based on the original Peking Agricultural University team. 这里的一个词组是 be based on.意思是以什么什么为基础 base 是动词意思是以什么什么为基础立基于什么什么而 be based on 的意思是根据以什么什么为基础或者是建立在什么什么的基础之上比如说 based on the fact 是以事实为基础以事实为依据 based on the fact 我们经常说的理论必须以实践为基础怎么说呢 theory must be based on practice right 理论必须以实践为基础 theory must be based on practice practice 好今天我们就讲到这个地方那接下来呢还是再为大家播放一遍今天的 conversation
Do you like playing rugby?
Yes, I often play rugby when I'm available.
When did China establish its first rugby team?
On December 15th, 1990, Professor Cao Shihuang established the first domestic rugby team at China Agricultural UniversityThe team was based on the original Peking Agricultural University team, supported by some foreign friends and school's leaderships.
The first rugby athletes are great.
Yes. 32 male students were chosen to become the school's first rugby athletes. In spite of the freezing, cold, wintry conditions, the new athletes worked as hard as they could to learn new skills under the guidance of their coach.
They are the pioneers of Chinese rugby teams.
好今天的节目就到这个地方英语大赢家双语最文化陈醉文化赢遍天下 Culture Talk Talk to you 明天同一时间同一频率江涛老师和您不见不散
今天的阳光英语节目就播送到这里编辑赵月监制王丽君感谢您的收听接下来请您收听新闻和报纸摘要节目
传播全球资讯提供理财服务，讲述财富传奇。中央人民广播电台经济之声。
China Business Radio, Your Radio.
瑞士天梭表为您报时。传承经典工艺，启迪非凡创意。瑞士天梭表，时间任你穿梭。
北京时间7点整。